Thank you, Jesus. I've been ministering all month long on God's open door. I sense the leading of the Lord to stick with what he's given to me for this season. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 is where we'll begin. We'll read as an opening passage for today. The scripture says, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Now, Father, we just thank you right now for the word of God. It's alive, it's good, and it shall benefit our lives as we receive it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. The subject for this morning is prepare for God's open door. Prepare for it. The passage that was read, the verses of scripture, are included in a significant word from the Lord by Peter. He is the writer that is exhorting the church. He's really talking to us about what God wants to do in our lives. He's making it clear that God has so much in store for all of us. He has much in store for believers. He also has much in store for unbelievers. Now, the reason why I include both is because believers and unbelievers can come through God's open door. The reason why I say that is because he provides and prepares a way for all of us to get from where we are to where he is. Nobody has an excuse. None of us have an excuse. The kingdom of God is now. In fact, Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And he's not just talking to those who are on the road to seeking. He's talking to those who hadn't gotten on the road yet, and they need to get on the road to seeking. And I say to you this morning that he's making it clear that God has an open door. He says, the end of the story is, brethren, if you do this, an entrance will be ministered to you. An entrance is a door. It's a way in. An entrance is a way to have access. An entrance will be ministered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's letting them know, not only is this an entrance, not only is this a door, it's a big door. It's a giant door. It's an abundant door. But he tells them, there are some personal responsibilities. So he says, brothers, give diligence. Give some persistent, consistent, hard work to make your calling. Are you called of God? Yes. Make your election. Are you elect of God? Yes. To make it sure, so that if you do these things, and we're going to go into the details of the these things. He says, ye shall never fall, or ye shall never fail. When I think of the believer's responsibility for God's open door, I think of the fact that, number one, the pastor is not responsible for believers going through the door. The pastor is not responsible for the character or the development, if you would, of the believer. It is the person's responsibility to take responsibility for their development. The pastor's responsibility is to feed. No matter what a parent does to a child, a parent can feed a child. Amen. Parent can provide food and nourishment for a child. But what a parent can't do is make the child swallow. Some of you remember your times, or maybe even yourself, or maybe your own child, and you would say to them, stop holding that food in your mouth. That's good. Swallow that. Child act like they just, I'm going to throw up if I swallow it. Because you can only go so far. You have limited control, and leaders and pastors have to grasp that and understand that we can make the word of God and the things of God available for the people of God, but it is up to believers to receive the word of God and allow it to bring about development. Only the believer can determine the development of his or her character by the state of their hearts in terms of receiving the word of God. And so I go even further. Since it is your responsibility, since it is our responsibility individually, there's a good part of this, that a believer is not limited to the limitations or the obedience of the one who feeds them when it comes down to development. Say, so, well, you know, my pastor doesn't really feed me well, or I don't get to come to church to get the feedings often. I want you to understand that it's still your responsibility. And I want you to understand that you are not limited by the limitations of the one who's feeding you. I need to say that again. You are not limited by the limitations of the one who's feeding you. God makes it so possible that you can still grow in the Lord. But in order to do it, whether you have good nourishment or bad nourishment, the believer must add to his or her life the spiritual things that makes him or her a good example of a believer. So let's look at the beginning of the story. in the third verse, he gives to us an understanding of what God has provided. Not what the pastor has provided, and pastors are necessary. But because of the way God wanted to make sure that no believer had the ability or had the wherewithal to say, God, if that person had done what they should have done, I wouldn't have missed it with you. God says, I didn't just give pastors. I gave, first of all, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. I'm going to go deeper, but I want to just remind you that we are part of a quite anemic world of believers. We get ministry every Sunday through the week, through electronic means, through delayed recordings. But there was a generation that preceded us that had no access to all of the electronics that we have right now. I wish I had a talk back to me, church, here. There was a generation that preceded us that had no access to pastors every Sunday. In fact, many had church, basically Sunday school, sometimes every week, but the pastor was only available once a month, sometimes a couple of times a month. They took little and became strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we've got much. And I like to say we're crying with a loaf of bread under our arms. We're talking about how bad it is, and we're complaining about how bad it is, when the truth of the matter is we are not taking full advantage of what is available to us in God. Let's see what he says here. Verse 3, are you there? He says, according as his divine power hath given to us all things. I wish you would say with me, he's given me all things. Now, if he's given me all things, that means it's up to me to receive the all things. But he has given me all things, and every one of us should embrace that. God's not holding back on me. I wish you would say with me, confess it with me, and declare it with me. God's not holding back on me. Everybody say it. God's not holding back on me. He has given to us all things that pertain to life and what? And godliness. God's done that. He's done it through the knowledge of the one who has called us to glory and virtue. And verse 4, whereby are given to us through this knowledge is given to us exceeding great and precious promises. That by these precious promises, we are partakers of his divine nature. God set it up for us. And I'd like to tell myself, and I think we all should tell ourselves, I have no excuse for failure. I have no excuse for failure. I have no need to fail. I have no need to fail. I have no excuse for failure because God has given me everything I need to not fail. But look at this. The verses we just read says to us, He has used His divine power and given us all things that pertain to life and pertain to godliness. And through the knowledge of Him, He has called us, He has beckoned us, and He says, come on, I want to get you in this good door to glory and virtue. And He says, what's given to you? A great and precious promises. Great and precious promises given to us so that we can be partakers of His divine nature. That alone is great. That alone is noteworthy, praiseworthy. But the beginning of the next verse tells us that God says, what I do for you is not the where you put a period, is where you insert a comma. Because the next verse, the fifth verse, He says, and beside this, what this? The divine power that has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Beside this, add to your faith virtue. And the reason why we have faith is because God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. God gives conviction. Thank you, Lord. God gives what? Conviction. Conviction about Him. Conviction about what is right. Conviction about the things that relate to God, the things that relate to Christ. He gives conviction, and then He gives assurance, faith. But our job is to add to our faith. Don't live your life just with faith. I know the Bible says the just shall live by faith, but it doesn't say the just shall live by faith only. But the just shall live by faith. He says, add to your faith virtue. If you really want to go through God's open door, add to your faith virtue. Sometimes believers struggle with, is it the will of God? Is it not the will of God? Is this what God has for me? Is this not what God has for me? Does God want me to have this? Does God want me to go there? Well, God want me to go there? And I want to tell you something. You can end up with so much confusion trying to figure out what my next steps are supposed to be, trying to determine in yourself, in your mind, in your understanding, the end from the beginning. And God says, what I need you to do is take what I have started you with and began to put some things in your life, because God says at the end of the day, I'm going to minister to you an open door. So the word today is prepare for this open door. It's more important to be ready for what God will do in your life than it is to just let God do things in your life. I want to give you an example like this. We're going to go through these things He said add, but think of it like this. If you want to drink water, and someone hands you a glass, or you go and get a glass, the average person checks the glass first to see if the glass is ready for water and ready for water for you. Sometimes you've gone to a restaurant and you look in the glass. They've already put the beverage in, but you see something there that says, oh no, this was not ready for what I was going to drink out of it. So you're going to have to take this back, and you hand it back to the server and say, something's in here. Oh, you've gone to those times where you've gone to the restaurant, you know, like the McDonald's or the Wendy's or, you know, Chick-fil-A and other places like that. And there, and some of them, some of these places that we've gone to, they have a full styrofoam cup. And then others have this paper cup that is glued or sealed. And you've had those times where the cup has, the seal has kind of broken. And instead of your drink staying in, your drink began to leak out. And I want to tell somebody today, glory to God, that we have the treasure in an earthen vessel, but the earthen vessel need to get prepared so that what God pours in is not leaking out, and what God puts in is not trying to be there with some contaminants. Amen. Add to your faith virtue. What is virtue? Virtue is that which is worthy of praise. Virtue is excellence. You know, on this back to church Sunday, I just like to remind those of us who declare I am a believer. Just look at the excellence of your walk with God as it relates to connection to the church. Does it have the picture of excellence? If it does not have the picture of excellence, then it needs some attention, because excellence is not a gift. Excellence is a reflection of effort. You have to work at excellence. And some of us have looked back at the things that we do that relates to us spiritually. We've looked at our walk with God. We looked at our prayer lives. We looked at our church attendance. We look at our participation and the spiritual things that enhance us in life. And we have said, I can do better. Hello, somebody. We've said, I can do better than this. God's been too good for me to give him just this. God's opened too many doors for me to just give him this. I know what God has done. I know how God has blessed me. But it's not enough to just know it. I've got to add some virtue to my life. Touch somebody near you and tell them, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Come on, come on, come on. It's time to pick it up. It's time to not just know about God. It's time to do about God. It's time to not just know that this is what I ought to do and then just say this is what I ought to do, because sometimes what will happen is we will live our lives, and when we come to the place of death or the place of a crisis, we are in fear as to whether or not God will show up for us. But I'm here to tell you, the excellence on your spiritual life gives you confidence. excellence. Y'all need to write that down. That's good. The excellence on your spiritual life gives you confidence. If we ask anything according to his will, we have this confidence because we do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And the good thing about excellence, if we're not doing the things that are pleasing in his sight, we can fix it. Aren't you glad that God left room to fix it? Oh, what a mess we would be in if we couldn't fix it. And I'm so glad that God gives space to fix it. God has a repair shop. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God has a side road. He has a lane that we can get off and repair the flats in our lives and say, God, I'm getting back on the road again. I'm not going to wait for the tow truck. I'm not going to back up. I'm going to keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. It's worth it. It's worth it. Oh, somebody ought to help me to preach this morning. It's worth it. Yes, it is. It's worth it. It is worth it. Could have been dead and gone. You've said that before. Some of you not only said could have been, you said I should have been. Hallelujah. Oh, Rasha Bashekinabosha. Lord, I thank you. Oh, it could have been already at the end, but you stayed the hand of death and you kept me here. You kept me alive. Lord, I thank you. Oh, you are a blessing right there. Praise go right there. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You didn't let my foolishness wipe me out. You didn't let my couldn't help it end it all. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm almost at the end of 2019. Thank you. Oh, I could have been just in 2018. But Lord, I thank you. You want the open door? Prepare for it. Add virtue, excellence, praiseworthiness to your walk. Add to virtue knowledge. The interesting thing about this word knowledge here, I know I'm moving a little slow, but I promise you I'm almost there. The interesting about this word knowledge in the Greek, it actually means science. It's not just knowing, it is the reach or the quest, the push for knowing. It is the act of knowing. Add to your excellence the pursuit of knowing God. Then add to your knowledge temperance, self-control. Lord, you do it. No, he said, you do it. Self-control. Lord, help me. No, he says, no, you help you. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And he will do us like parents do a little baby. I can't do it. Yes, you can. Pick it up. Get up. Amen, somebody. And you know, the Lord is, parents believe the child can, but God knows what we can do. God knows what he's put in us. He's not guessing about it. He already knows it. Amen. Add to your temperance patience. Patience. Endurance. Add to your self-control, not just waiting, but endurance. Endurance is the capacity that God gives to stand under the load over time and despite the heaviness of the situations and the circumstances. God says, I want you to walk in patience. Add patience. Steadfastness. You want to get in this open door? Add these things to your life. Sometimes people can be so desirous of getting these things, these open doors in their lives. So what do? They say, well, you know, I'm going to go to such and such a service. You know, such and such a person has been mightily used of God. I want a word of knowledge, but I'm here to tell you, here's the word of knowledge. Add to your faith, this virtue, this patience, this knowledge. Add to your walk with God, this endurance, because sometimes what we're thinking is God blesses just supernaturally. But I'm here to tell you, what God does is God puts into us capacity. God puts into us the wherewithal to be all that he has demanded and commanded of us, and given us the right and the wherewithal to be. And so all we have to do, hallelujah, that when you are weak, God says, that's when the time you got to say, I am strong. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and began to add the stuff to you. You're looking at such and such a person and say, you know, I see them and look like God's really using them. But you know what? If they're going through their open door, they did it just like this. If they're going through the door that God opened for them, it was no hook, no crook, no special word of prophecy necessarily, but they had to implement. They had to what? Implement. Implement. Godliness. Add that. Holiness. Spiritual compliance with God. What did I say? Spiritual compliance with God. Want to know what holiness is? Don't get caught up in whether you have on a dress or slacks. Don't get caught up in. I'm not going to even debate that. I'm saying don't get caught up and distracted by that. Don't get caught up and distracted by, you know, whether they said over you when they baptized you, did they say in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or did they say in the name of Jesus? I'm here to say to you that if you want to get into the kingdom of God, there must be compliance with what God says. Hallelujah. There must be compliance with what God has spoken. Spiritual compliance. Oh, hallelujah. I remember where the man of God says that having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. And the truth of the matter is, many times believers handle the cleansing from the flesh, but they don't do anything thing about the cleansing of the spirit. Your attitude needs to be clean. Your mindset needs to be clean. The anger and the bitterness in you needs to be clean. Your evil thoughts need to be clean. I didn't do something, but the devil is talking to you. Oh, it needs to be clean. Your hatred, speaking in tongues, but still got hatred. Feeling angry and bitter, still got a little hatred in you. You don't want to admit it. You don't want to say it. And you are harboring this stuff. And I hear the Lord saying, you want to get in my open door, but I'm going to scan you first. And you know what believers need to do? Believers need to say, God, I'm going to add all the stuff you want to add me so that I can go through inspection. Oh, hallelujah. Scan me, God, until you see that I have added the right stuff. I don't want to have other stuff hanging on to me because I can't go through your door with all of this. You know what I need. You know how I need it. I ain't gonna finish this message. You know what I'm trying to get to. You know where I want. I want to get to. Oh, preacher. It's nice to have God minister healing. I said it's nice to have God minister deliverance. It's great to have God minister a job. It's good to have God minister a house, a minister a car. But I want to tell you something. There's nothing that compares to God ministering an open door. Hey, glory. I said God is able to minister an open door. Because if I get an open door, I'll get the house. If I get the open door, I'll get the car. Shout glory. Let's stand and pray. Let's stand so we can pray. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The question was asked, what's hindering your victory? And sometimes it's not what you're doing as much or what you have done as much as is what's missing. So add to your faith virtue, add to your virtue knowledge, take it to the sixth verse, virtue, knowledge, move it to the fifth verse for me, please, hallelujah, the sixth verse, I'm sorry, the next verse, and then he says, knowledge, add temperance. And then when you get the temperance, add this endurance, this patience. And when you get the patience, add this godliness. I've already read you the end of the story. If you do these things and they abound in you, you will not be falling. Have you ever started your day and you felt funny? Anybody know what I mean by felt funny? Felt off. And your mind began to run back and say, why do I feel like this? And it comes to you. You didn't add or take your meds. Because if you take your meds, they put something in you that keeps you at normal. Every child of God needs to understand, I need to put in my life what keeps me at normal. Thank you, Jesus. The message today, it's not intended to give anybody any criticism of where you are. Started off saying it's not the pastor's job. My assignment is to just give you what the word says. It's an individual thing. If I want my faith to be way up there like I see other folk faith, first thing I need to do is stop comparing myself to them and begin to just add to my faith. I want you to just touch somebody near you and tell them, if you're going to do it, I'm going to add to my faith. I'm going to add to my faith. I need to be ready for the days that God has for me. I need to be ready for the seasons that God has for me. I'm going to add to my faith. I'm not going to. From this day forward, I'm going to add. I'm not going to try to leap up there like a frog. I'm going to look for what's missing. And I'm going to add. Every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to ask this really, really, really important question. Where do you stand with God? You are not far from the kingdom. You're here today. It's proof you're not far. You said, I believe in God, but I hear the Lord saying, beside this, add these other things. Because if you do this, I'll get you to the place that you are not stumbling, you're not failing. In fact, he says, if you do these things, you'll never fall. Is there anybody that want to get to never fall, never fall, never fall, never fall, never fall? Do you need a little boost? Do you need to repent? Do you need restoration? Do you need God to begin a new work? I'm here to say to you today, somebody went to the filling station, but I'm here to say the service station is open. The filling station, you have to help yourself, but I'm here to say to you that God's available to provide the assistance with what you need. Hallelujah. To change your life from on the sideline to back in the flow of God. I invite you to come to this altar and let's pray together. This is the hour of visitation. This is the moment of restoration. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure that there are no empty places in my life. That must be your word. Come in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless you. Come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, God hears you when you and heard you when you said, God's been better to me than I've been to God. And I'm going to be better to God than God is to me. Say, how can you do it? I'm going to be trying to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because he is worth it. He is worth it. With all that we've been through, it could have been so much worse, but God has helped us. God has helped us. God has helped us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because the conviction is in your own heart. Lord, I want to be better for you. Not for anybody else. I want to be better for you because you are worthy. I want my life to be worthy, praiseworthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As hands are laid upon you today, I want you to receive the restoration that God is giving. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lay hands upon these in faith and in confidence, as we anoint them with oils, symbolizing where we're asking you to touch, where we're asking you to minister, where we're asking you to stretch forth your hand to bring deliverance and help and salvation and restoration in the name of Jesus and healing. And right now, God, fulfill your word. Fulfill your word in their lives. In the name of Jesus, as they are pushing for better, as they are pressing into better, as they are pushing and moving to get to the place that you have beckoned. You have called us. You have called us. You have called us. And in the name of Jesus, give them rest on every side. Confirm your word in his life. Confirm your word in his life. Confirm your word in her 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 life. Confirm your word. Confirm your word. Confirm your word. Confirm your word. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I heard the Holy Ghost saying, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Glory to 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 God. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Hey, Yabashaka. Pick up the pieces. Add. Don't leave it like it is. Oh, add. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He has not left you. 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 He has not abandoned you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Oh, fulfill your word in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give her the confidence. Hallelujah. Give her the confidence. Give her the confidence. Oh God. Give her the confidence. Hallelujah. That it's not too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. There's hope for you in God. There's help for you in God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You brought him through so much. You brought him through so much. Hallelujah. The enemy wanted to take him out when he was a kid. But God, you helped him. Thank you. God, you helped him. And in the name of Jesus, turn his heart. Oh God, toward you. Turn his heart toward you. Turn his heart toward you. Turn his heart toward you. Turn his faith toward you. Turn his faith toward you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn his faith toward you. Turn his confidence toward you. Yeah, Lord. I hear the Lord saying, whosoever and you in that group shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved, shall be rescued. Yeah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, fulfill your word. Fulfill your word. Fulfill your word. Fulfill your word. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Come on, come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. 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 Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's fill the house with glory. God's doing a work. God's doing a work. God's doing a great thing. God's doing a great work. God's doing a new thing. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want to give my best to you. I want to do what you ask me to. I want to go wherever you say. Say the word and I'll obey. I want to live a life that's real. I want to serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more. I give you more. More. Adding to my faith, I give you more. More. Let God finish what he started in you. It's a great work. Go in his grace. Go in his peace. Go in his help. Go all the way. Go all the way. Go all the way. Hallelujah. Don't ignore that inner dissatisfaction. Hallelujah. Cause he called you so long ago. Ah! And his call didn't stop. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you more. More. I give you more. More. I give you more. 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 Everybody bless him. Everybody bless him. Everybody bless him. Everybody bless him. Come on, come on. Press in, press in. Everybody bless him. Everybody bless him. Everybody praise him. Everybody glorify him. Everybody lift him up. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. God is doing a great work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing a great work. Oh, God is doing a great work. Great work. Great work. Great work. Great work. A great work. A great work. A great work. Oh, great work. Yeah, 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 yeah. God is doing it. 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 Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Oh, Baba Shaba.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. 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 Your way, Lord. Your way, Lord. Your way, Lord. Your will be done. Thy will be done. Oh, thy will be done. The will of the Lord 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 be done. Get ready for what God's doing. Come on in the door. Come on in the door. Come on in the door. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. We'll be right back. God is doing a great work. A great work. God is doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. A great work. A great work in me. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands and bless God, everybody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.